Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Many women are looking for more non-invasive treatments to help manage common pregnancy discomforts. Acupuncture can be used to promote overall health during all phases of a woman's life, including during a pregnancy. I'm Brent Keim, a licensed acupuncturist, and today we'll be discussing how acupuncture can contribute to a pregnant mom's health and well-being and also alleviate common pregnancy discomforts. This is Preggy Pals, episode 80.
Is that a plus sign?
Pink or blue?
Hospital or home birth?
What type of food should I be eating?
I think I just peed myself.
I'm pregnant and I have to exercise.
What pregnancy glow?
Wait, was that a contraction?
Gotta make these pants fit.
I've got kinkles.
What do you mean there's more than one?
You've got the symptoms and now you've got the support you need for a happy 9 months. This is Preggy Pals, your pregnancy your way.
Welcome to Preggy Pals, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. Preggy Pals is your weekly, online, on-the-go support group for expecting parents and those hoping to become pregnant. I'm your host, Annie Laird. Thanks to all of our loyal listeners who have joined the Preggy Pals Club. Our members get special episodes, bonus content after each new show, plus special giveaways and discounts. You'll also get a free subscription to Pregnancy Magazine. See our website for more information. Another way for you to stay connected is by downloading our free Preggy Pals app, available in the Android and iTunes marketplace. At this point, I'm going to be tossing it over to Stephanie. She's our producer. She's in the studio today, and she's going to be talking a little bit about our virtual panelist program.
Hi, everyone. Okay, so we want you to be involved no matter where in the world you are. So first, you have to like our Preggy Pals Facebook page or follow us on Twitter. And if you're on Twitter, please use the hashtag PreggyPalsVP. So a few days before our tapings, I'm going to be posting some sneak preview questions, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. So if you have any other questions, you can go to www.preggypals.com. Under the community tab, be a virtual panelist.
Great. Thanks so much. All right, let's go around the table and introduce our panelists that are guests here today. We'll start with just myself. My name's Annie. I'm the host, and I'm 35. I'm a government contractor by day, and when I'm not pregnant, I'm a birth doula. I'm pregnant with my third baby, and he or she, we're not sure of the gender, is due on the 24th, though I'm thinking maybe a little bit earlier, but we'll see here in a couple of weeks. This is my third child, and I'm planning a home birth.
Hi, I'm Melissa Lang Lytle. I'm 42 years old. I'm a labor doula and a birth choices activist. I am pregnant with my third child also. I am having a boy. And guest date is at the end of January. I also have two little boys at home, Benjamin, who will be 5 in December, and Joseph, who's 3. And I had a planned home birth for my first birth, but I ended up transferring to the hospital, and an amazing water birth with my second home birth. And I'm planning a third home birth for this child.
Great.
And I'm Stephanie. I'm 30 years old. I have a 9-month-old baby girl at home. I have always been so interested in acupuncture and have never done it, but I've always wanted to. So I can't wait to hear all about this.
Great.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Now, Now, before we get into the acupuncture part of this episode today, we're going to start off with a news article. So occasionally on our Preggy Pals episodes, we go into common news articles, things on the headlines dealing with pregnancy. The article from today is from the Huffington Post. The title is Pregnant CrossFit Mom Infuriates Misguided Know-It-Alls on Facebook. So, you know, this isn't biased or anything like that. So, but what the picture that it shows, shows a picture of a very heavily pregnant mom, and she is doing an overhead squat. So she's got her tube socks on, and she's got her sports bra, and looks like at least 55 pounds on either side of the squat bar here over her head. And so what she wrote on Facebook with this picture is, 8 months pregnant with baby number 3 and CrossFit has been my sanity. I've been CrossFitting for 2.5 years and strongly believe that pregnancy is not an illness, but a time to relish in your body's capacities to kick ass. Well, so she posted this and she immediately got, she had 451 shares in 2 hours. So a lot of critical things posted on her Facebook page, from that can't be safe to you may have mastered the squat but need to work on motherhood. 8 months doing an overhead squat, really? So, I mean, what do you ladies think about this? Do you think that this is something that, I mean, is safe? Or, I mean, what... Yeah, I mean, she said she's been doing it for 2.5 years. What do you think about this?
I saw the picture and didn't read the article. So to comment on that specifically, I wouldn't know because I'm not a weightlifter. Mm-hmm. I know that I talked to my midwife a lot about things that seem to have myths around it. So I was a marathon runner for many years, and I know pregnant with my firstborn, the instinct was stop running, walk, and that wasn't true. Mm-hmm. So I would just encourage anyone who maybe is a weightlifter or doing any kind of intense workouts to make sure they're talking with their midwife or provider. But as far as me personally, I don't know enough about weightlifting to know whether or not it's safe during pregnancy. I would just hope that she's squatting correctly.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Knees not over your toes and all of that. Right. Yeah, exactly. Stephanie, what do you think?
You know, I saw the article. Yeah, I kind of skimmed over it. I think, you know, kick ass, girl. Like, if she if she's been doing it and her doctor says it's okay, who is anybody else to judge?
Yeah, it says at the end of the article, shortly after the picture was taken, she gave birth when she was 39 weeks pregnant. So squatting, yes. you know, I think I'd have to agree with you, Melissa, of there definitely have to be modifications to what a woman does when she's pregnant. You know, I think gone are the days. I mean, back in the 50s, you know, when my grandmother was pregnant, women were being told, don't raise your hands over your head because mm-hmm. the umbilical cord could strangle the baby, obviously. That
yeah, but they
true.
Were smoking and drinking martinis.
That
too.
Is true. Yeah, that was on the third martini that was given. You know, so I think your point that you have is very valid. Of you know, making modifications is very important, and you know, more important than what type of exercise you're doing is what you're doing safe for the baby and safe for yourself. It's listening to your body, listening to your baby. Obviously, you don't have to stop. You shouldn't be stopping all physical exertion while you're pregnant. It is a time where it's not an illness. I think, you know, she's right there, but things have to be modified. You don't want to injure yourself.
Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely their fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Try the Superlight Tree Runner with a cushy foam midsole and breathable eucalyptus fiber upper. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. So, what can you do in a Superlight shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code SUPER24.
Today on Preggy Pals, we're discussing using acupuncture to manage discomfort during pregnancy. Now, this is part of an ongoing series here we're doing at Preggy Pals of looking at different ways that women can manage pregnancy discomfort with maybe non-medical or more non-invasive measures. So we've already done one with physical therapy, and we're continuing today with acupuncture. Our expert today is Brett Keim. Brent has been licensed as acupuncturist in the state of California since 2006. Much of his practice centers on the care of women in pregnancy. And I say this because he is also my personal acupuncturist. I see him every week. He's on the faculty and an administrator for the Nijoni Institute of Midwifery in San Diego. He works closely with many San Diego area midwives to provide safe, drug-free, natural health care for expecting mothers. This part of Brent's practice includes both the treatment of ailments common to pregnancy, as well as maintaining optimal health and wellness to mothers and their babies throughout pregnancy and into postpartum care. Brent, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start off with, how does acupuncture work? What's the basic idea of acupuncture?
In acupuncture, we use very thin, sterile, disposable, single-use needles. We put them in specific anatomical points that are usually near the surface of the skin or at the surface of the skin. And by stimulating these individual points, we can get the body to change physiological and biochemical functioning. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of the gist of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, how common is this in the United States? Before I moved to San Diego, I had never heard of, I'd heard of acupuncture, but I thought it was something in China.
Yeah.
You know, it's just something that wasn't very common.
And in California.
In California,
those
yeah.
Weird all of, people on the West
exactly.
Coast.
Exactly. I moved here and became a hippie. Yes. You know, so. But how common is that throughout the United States?
The recent survey data that's coming out says that about 9% of Americans use acupuncture or have tried acupuncture. The great majority of those, close to 60%, come into acupuncture for musculoskeletal, neuromuscular issues. So as far as, you know, who's using it for pregnancy, it's probably less than 9% of the moms. Although, I mean, in my world, it seems like a lot of moms do. You know,
cause it's your entire practice.
Yeah, exactly, because that's a bulk of my practice. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty common for me. But, if we're talking countrywide, you're probably looking at maybe 5 to 6% of the moms, maybe, mm-hmm. who are using acupuncture for issues during pregnancy. Mm-hmm. If anything gets treated more than anything else when it comes to treatment during pregnancy, it's got to be morning sickness. It is the only ailment that most insurance companies will cover as far as a pregnancy related issue when it comes to acupuncture. Mm-hmm. A lot of the other, issues that moms have during pregnancy, if they seek care with an acupuncturist, the insurance companies won't pay for that treatment.
Okay.
But with morning sickness, it's pretty darn common. So it does get a good amount of press. There's been a good amount of research on it. So it's definitely the most common thing.
And Melissa, I'd like to go into that a little bit with you, because you mentioned that you saw an acupuncturist during this pregnancy for your third baby. What did you notice with the treatments? Did you find that it helped?
Well, first, I just want to step back, and then I started using acupuncture to kind of like regulate my hormones and cycles after a miscarriage, mm-hmm. and that was incredible. And I'd also heard that it could kind of help restore my hormones to be, I don't even want to say more normal, but more regular. You would be able to tell me. But I just wanted to make sure my body was healthy to have a pregnancy. And so once becoming pregnant, I went through what many women go through, which is, horrible first trimester symptoms of morning sickness and really not being able to cope
really
with my day.
They should just call it all-day sickness. I think a man created, morning sickness. Like, oh, it's noon, like lunchtime. Oh, I feel wonderful now. Like, that was a big shock to me of just, it is all day and all night, and you do feel miserable.
You do, and when you're active and you have two small children at home, you really don't have time for it,
exactly,
so to speak. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to alleviate the symptoms. I wanted to just feel better in general. And I also learned from using acupuncture before I became pregnant how important it was to kind of center myself. And I always take a nap. So it's a fabulous thing for me to do. And mm-hmm. it really helped me.
During your during your acupuncture treatment.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean,
is that really common, Brent? People fall asleep?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially the moms who like have kids at home, because that's like their hour break where they
Absolutely.
Come in and go into a coma during that hour away from the kids. So
I mean,
real
the
common.
Needles are in. Sometimes the oils are used. The lights are dim. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's just fabulous.
I probably talk too much to fall asleep, although I think I have fallen asleep before, but
I have a one-on-one practice, and there it's really common for people to pass out, because mm-hmm. they're in that room by themselves. It's very quiet. It's very calm, peaceful, lights down, like you said, music, But then you know, Annie, where you see me is the community clinic. And so we have a group of moms that's all getting acupuncture at the same time. And it's much more of a, you know, it has a very community vibe. A lot of community acupuncture clinics are usually, you know, it's very quiet. You go in and you sit quietly in your chair. But we don't encourage that there, you know. There's a lot of bonding that goes on at that group. So there's a lot of talking.
That sounds nice, too, because you're usually there for some symptoms and you're dealing with other perhaps pregnant moms.
Well, most of them are pregnant moms. I go for both for acupuncture and for socialization.
Absolutely.
So it's just like you kind of get personal, like, oh, what's your name? Like, what's your baby? Are you a boy or a girl? You know, what's my opinion about your midwife? And then just like, you know, kind of get into each other's business. But it's kind of nice because it is that sense of community there.
It is. It's, you know, when I first started that, you know, I guess I envisioned something more the classical community acupuncture, like I'm talking about, where it's more quiet. But that night just really has evolved into something all its own, you know. And it's I think most of the moms, they like that. They like that, you know, ability to ask questions to one another. Because, you know, a grand majority, because I work so closely with so many of the midwives here in San Diego, a lot of them are home birth moms. But when they come in there, it's not always the home birth moms who are coming through. And so, you know, everybody gets a little bit different view by discussing what they're planning with their pregnancy with the other other mothers who are there. We usually have a midwife who's there getting acupuncture. So then we always have, a resident expert to ask questions to as well. So that's it's generally pretty good.
Yeah. Now, we'd already talked about morning sickness quite in depth. What other type of ailments do pregnant women tend to come to you during their pregnancies, Brent?
That is, in the first, you know, it's a trimester by trimester thing usually, but the first trimester.
You want to go through that by trimester.
Yeah, good. First trimester, usually morning sickness. That would definitely be the number one thing that I see in the first trimester. Fatigue, that's another big one in the first trimester. Threatened miscarriage, that's the more common time to have the threatened miscarriages in the first trimester. So sometimes I'll see moms coming in for that. Second trimester, you know, that tends to be the holy land.
Let me break in there.
Yeah.
So for threatened miscarriage, are you talking about women that are worried that they're going to a little bit of breakthrough bleeding?
The signs, yeah, usually that's what we would call it. So if the mom starts to experience some cramping, sometimes low back pain is a common symptom with spotting or bleeding, then that would sort of enter into the category of what we'd call a threatened miscarriage.
Okay.
It's the possibility of the body moving in that direction. It's showing signs that it may move in that direction. So we want to slow down that process and secure the pregnancy. Second trimester tends to be, you know, that's the holy land. Everybody feels pretty good in second trimester. But some things do pop up. Sometimes the heartburn starts to pop up. The instability in the ligaments. So you start to see some low back pain, some hip pain that'll come into that.
I was going to say, that's what I came in for you, especially since I do have a one-year-old at home.
Yeah.
That I think also contributes to more of low back pain is where maybe I would see that more in a third trimester.
Yeah. I think, you know, also, for moms who've had children in the past, their body sort of works its way kind of loosens up, the relaxing gets in there and things kind of loosen up quicker. The body kind of knows where it's going and it relaxes. First time moms tend to, you know, they don't show as soon, just things sort of are more stable. You know, I don't see so much in the first time moms. That second trimester is, you know, it is the holy land. You know, they have no problems most of the time. Maybe have them come in once a month and check in and just, you know, we do sort of a wellness treatment, just sort of keep everything running optimal for them. Second, third, fourth time moms, a lot of times then that low back pain, the instability starts to work its way in the second trimester. Third trimester, the back pain is even more common at that point in time. Swelling, edema, you know, in the lower limbs, that's really common that we'll treat there. You guys tell me what are the other problems that everybody remembers experiencing. I think if it's been a problem, I've probably seen at least one mom who's come in. Heartburn, that's another big one. Indigestion,
Absolutely. Those
are big issues. As the internal organs start to run out of room, you know, those associated issues like that. A lot of times we can help with those problems.
Right. Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
I had really bad carpal tunnel due to just swelling.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's something that nothing helped.
Yeah.
You know, my doctors, obviously, they never recommend. I just went, did traditional OB.
Yeah.
They didn't recommend acupuncture.
Right.
I even asked, and they're like, oh, well, you know, I kind of blew it off.
Yeah.
So, you know, they said basically wear the brace is, they did nothing. You know, so nothing helped besides giving birth. Is that something that...
Yes, yeah, I have treated that several times. Yeah. And that
and
is common,
successful.
Especially in that third trimester, is the body just, you know, the most common area that we see the swelling is in the lower limbs. But sometimes you'll start to see it around the hands and, in the wrist, and then you start to get to those carpal tunnel.
Yeah, it started like around 24 weeks. Yeah. It was...
Yeah.
Next time. I'm sure it'll happen again.
You got it.
Now, Brent, when you're inserting the needles, does that hurt? I mean, what does acupuncture, what do most people say that it feels like?
That is the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
Everybody acupuncture always wants to ask that question.
Well, I think everybody thinks about a vaccination, immunization, like getting a shot. And
Would I do this voluntarily?
Exactly. Yes. They have the shot in their mind when they're 5 years old and they're pulling down their trousers and, you know, just bracing for that, you know, like, oh my gosh, you want me to put one in my head, you
right.
know? So
the general thought that most of us have about needles is based on blood drawn injection needles. Those are large hollow needles and they're small, you know, but by my standards, they're large. And they actually have to tear through tissue to get in. So that's where we get that ouch feeling, and we always associate needles with that. Acupuncture needles are very, very thin. I think in the typical blood draw injection needle, I can fit about 30 of my needles. They're really, really tiny. So, I won't say that acupuncture is without sensation, but a lot of the points, is they're inserted. People will tell me that they felt absolutely nothing whatsoever. But sometimes if you do get a sensation, the more common sensation is a very unique sensation to acupuncture, and it's kind of a dull, heavy, achy sensation. But I don't think most people would call it painful. It's just, it's very unique. It can be strong. It can get your attention for a moment, but it tends to pass very, very quickly as well. So
it does. Usually by the time you're inserting either the next needle or my acupuncturist goes back and asks, is that bothering you at all? And usually it's subsided.
Yeah, usually it's calmed down. I mean, every once in a while, you know, there is a sharp point on the needle to work its way in. And every once in a while, you are bound to brush past a nerve ending, and there may be a moment of ouch, but it's less common than people would think.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
When we come back, we will discuss the safety and the effectiveness of acupuncture. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Today, we're talking about managing the discomforts of pregnancy with Brent Keim. Brent, is this treatment safe during a pregnancy?
Definitely, yeah. Acupuncture has virtually no side effects whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
Really the only potential side effect might be to put a needle into an internal organ, but you would have to needle really deep and have a really big needle and really be going for the gusto. And if you're seeking care from a trained acupuncturist, that's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, but no other side effects that are going to come up because of the acupuncture.
Is there any lightheadedness associated? I know I've seen sometimes, you and I have talked about offline a little bit about some of the men that come in, and it's a little bit funny because you'll see this whole room of pregnant ladies. And we're doing just fine. And then a guy comes in and he gets lightheaded begins
or
to pass
faint.
Out.
Yeah, sometimes they faint.
Or they faint, and it's kind of embarrassing for them. Like, okay, here's this whole room of third trimester ladies and he's the one who faints about it, you know? But what's that all about?
Fainting can be common the first time that people get acupuncture. It tends to not happen after the first time. I guess in my experience, I just think that acupuncture is a very new, unique way of communicating with the body that most people are not used to. And, we classically, we talk about that we're working with this energy in the body that we call chi. And in men, especially young men, very, you know, what we think of as like the machismo, the real go-getters.
Very virile.
Virile. That's right. Virile.
Which makes it even more embarrassing for these young guys. It really does. Yeah.
They are filled with chi. So in acupuncture, we get this energetic kind of moving in the body. And sometimes it moves so much that it just overwhelms them. They have so much there to work with that it just knocks them out. And, it's like fainting. If you've ever fainted, it lasts for a couple seconds and then you come to. And, it's a bit of a shock to the system. But, yeah, that's, I don't know that I'd call that a side effect because there's no You know, there's no lasting issue like that, other than the embarrassment. if they're in that group setting, you know, like in the community style of acupuncture,
right? Or waking up with a whole bunch of pregnant women.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Well, pregnant lady has 30 needles in her. Yeah.
It has happened a few times. Yeah.
Oh, what should a pregnant woman look for in her acupuncture care provider? Are there acupuncture care providers that specialize in pregnancy?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, it's going to depend on where you're at. You know, in a state like California, you know, some of the other states that have a lot of acupuncturists, Oregon, Washington, New York State, New Mexico, these are areas with high density, with a high density of acupuncture, so you're bound to find people who are specializing in those areas. You know, if you're in an area that's more sparsely populated with acupuncturists, there may not be a lot of specialization because they're just able to treat, you know, everything that comes to them. And may not have, you know, if they want to specialize in pregnancy, there may not be enough pregnant women to, you know, make that a viable business option for them.
Right.
But here on the West Coast, you know, it's definitely something that you see more and more. You know, most of us, as we go through school to become an acupuncturist, we all learn how to treat basically everything. You know, if you ask most acupuncturists, what's acupuncture good for? I think the short answer we'd say is everything. And so any acupuncturist should be able to, you know, treat the ailments of pregnancy. I will say that there's a lot of acupuncturists. You know, you should contact the acupuncturist that you're thinking about, because I do know many of my colleagues who are very nervous about working on working with pregnant women.
What would be the nervousness about it? What are they concerned about?
I think there sometimes is a fear that they're going to put a needle in and the baby's just going to come shooting out. You know,
it's going to labor while they're receiving treatment.
Yeah, you know, they
I went in, she was pregnant, and I came back after the 1 hour treatment, and there was a baby there.
And I think that's it. You know, there's just a nervousness if they haven't been around you know, many pregnant women. Maybe that's part of it. I you know, I'm not exactly sure, but you know, even some of my instructors from China, you know, some of them were like, oh, it's no big deal, you know, it's just, you know, just, you know, like any other person, you just assess what's going on with them and you treat them. And I had other instructors, even the ones who were from China with really extensive training, and they were you know, very fearful about working with pregnant women. They were just very afraid that they were going to cause some, you know, create some sort of issue. But, you know, in my experience, there just are no issues.
Okay. Well, how much does an acupuncture treatment cost? I know a lot of new moms are, you know, looking at how much this costs and putting this in their budget. They're needing to buy things for a new baby.
Yeah.
So, and with that, is acupuncture something that they can go to once and seek relief, or do they need to keep coming back?
That's a good question. Let's see. As far as cost goes, you know, we're seeing more and more of a range. Number one, you know, depending on what state you're in, we're seeing insurance is starting to cover acupuncture more and more.
That's great.
Again, like I was talking about earlier, if you're seeking acupuncture for treatment of some of the common ailments in pregnancy, then the insurance companies may not cover it. They'll cover it for morning sickness, maybe for some of the low back pain, sciatica issues, but some of the other issues they may not cover. You know, indigestion, heartburn, the fatigue, those sorts of things they won't cover the care for. If you're paying out of pocket, you know, there's some ranges, and it kind of depends on what type of acupuncture you're seeking. If you're seeking, you know, what we call private room or one-on-one acupuncture, where you're going to go see the acupuncturist, you'll be in your own room for that hour, you're looking at a range probably somewhere between $60 and maybe over $100.
Mm-hmm. For we're a talking single, Southern for California.
I'll say Southern California. But I think even that range, I think $75 to $80 is probably a pretty sort of a middle-of-the-line range for that type of acupuncture throughout the country. But more and more, we're starting to see a movement in acupuncture of businesses that we call community acupuncture, where
one of which you run.
Yes,
I think you run a couple of sites, don't you?
A couple sites. I work with the community style of acupuncture, and that is kind of a large group room. People come in and they sit in usually reclining chairs where we can lay them back and they can still relax. But it's because we're not occupying a single room with a single individual. you know, the business model is kind of based on bulk, you know, bringing in, being able to offer at a lower price. And then in these ranges, you're looking at anywhere from as low as $20 up to, say, $50 for the community style of acupuncture. They'll be in that range. And they're fairly common in most of the major cities throughout the U.S. nowadays.
So, great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Brent, for joining us today. For more information about Brent and his acupuncture practice, as well as information about any of our panelists, visit the episode page on our website. This conversation continues for members of our Preggy Pals Club. After the show, Brent will discuss the use of acupuncture as a way to get your baby into an optimal position for birth. To join our club, visit our website, preggypals.com.
A special guest here with us. This is Dawn Alva, and Dawn is the founder of Rumina. Dawn, tell us a little bit about Rumina. I know you're the founder of the company, so this is your baby, so tell us a little bit about it.
Hi, thank you for having me, Sunny. Our products are designed for moms that to comfortably transition from baby to bump. So our garments are hands-free nursing tanks and bras. So in your third trimester, when you're engorged and sensitive and you need a little bit more support, we do have our tanks that are designed to transition from that bump to a lovely new postpartum nursing and beyond.
Okay. And so you started this company. I always think it's interesting to talk to the founders of the company that started it because there's always so much passion behind it. So tell me, usually there's a need for it. You found a need. You're a mom yourself. So tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So my son is going on 6. So okay. At that 6 years ago, I was thrown into that first time mommyhood. Didn't have a clue. And I was an extremely neurotic first time mom.
Okay.
So we struggled with breastfeeding. It was quite a push and pull for 2.5 months. After that point, he decided he preferred lovely breast milk from the bottle. Mm-hmm. At that point, I was searching frantically for something that I could do while pumping, since when you're exclusively pumping, you're doing it, you know, 6 to 8 times a day,
yeah,
around the clock.
Right.
My body did not fit those lovely bustiers with those holes. So I would, I'm sure lots of women are pointed in the right direction. I had a different body type. Mm-hmm. So I struggled with trying to find something that I could, just use my phone, you know, post a picture, or say hello, you know, read a magazine.
Right.
So with that, I started piecing together different fabrics to find something that I could wear and then just easily transition into, to, you know, hands-free pumping. So within the course of the 2 years after my son was born, this idea kept percolating in my head of how can I help moms reach their goals? I know with me, I only was able to exclusively pump for 5 months. It was a lot of commitment and time, and I really wanted to reach that, my personal year goal.
Okay.
So with that, the idea for Rumina was born, and it's been a labor of love, no pun intended, for many years. So
right.
To find the right mix to help, you know, each and every mom reach her individual goals.
Let's talk a little bit more about your products that you've created, some of your favorites that would help pregnant mamas out there.
I love our relaxed bra. So it's a relaxed, hands-free, seamless crossover bra. What that means is that you're able to have this lovely crossover layer, so it's actually flattering to the chest. It's supportive enough for the night, so we call it relaxed because it's light to moderate support. It's made from a soft jersey knit cotton, and it doesn't have any clasps and no holes, and it has this extra layer that keeps nursing pads in place. If you're pumping, you're able to just transition directly into pumping in the middle of the night, or if you're nursing, you just easily drop down, and you're able to do a skin-to-skin with your child very quickly and simply. So that transitions from that lovely maternity to where you're engorged all the way into that next layer of level of breastfeeding and on into pumping if you so choose. As a mom, when you're looking at different things out there on the market, the one thing I didn't like was that lovely muffin top that that we have usually postpartum. I wasn't one of the blessed that go down into whatever size.
Right.
So our nursing tanks cover, and they're a nice lycra cotton, so they expand with your body from the maternity all the way down to newly postpartum and beyond.
Okay.
But they don't give you that tank look, you know, where that it's all this extra fabric after you give birth. There's this enough lycra in there that comfortably snugs your body. Plus, it makes me feel like it's helping out the pillow top.
Sure. Of course. Okay, and where can our pregnant mamas purchase your products?
So Rumina for Moms with an S.com. You can purchase from us direct. Okay. You can also go to Amazon, and we also are selling at different boutiques. So Google us and you'll be able to find different places.
And I know you're offering a special promo code for our listeners. So for all of our listeners out there, our pregnant mamas that are interested in getting more nursing wear and checking out Rumina, if you go to their website, which is ruminaformoms.com, you can enter promo code MOMMYMEDIA for 20% off. So thank you so much for being here,
Dawn.
Thank
you for having me.
And being part of our show and creating products that help pregnant and breastfeeding moms.
Thank you.
That wraps up our show for today. We appreciate you listening to Preggy Pals. Don't forget to check out our sister show, Parent Savers, for parents with newborns, infants, and toddlers, and our show, The Boob Group, for moms who breastfeed their babies. Next week, we're talking about breastfeeding while you're pregnant. This is Preggy Pals, your pregnancy, your way.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating healthcare problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health, or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified healthcare provider.
Hey mamas, don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.